This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Many advocates support the food aid provision in the most recent coronavirus relief package passed by Congress and yet to be signed by the president. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The pandemic has left many Coloradans struggling to put food on the table. Ashley Whelan, director of public policy for Hunger Free Colorado, says they're seeing need everywhere. She was glad Congress increased SNAP benefits and help for food banks.
We're glad to see that was included, but we know the need is long term, and so we need the Congress to look and think of their work as long term as well.
Whelan and others are hopeful that the new Congress will start work on additional relief. Food assistance joins a growing list of priorities people want to see in a future relief bill. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado prison workers have begun getting vaccinated. Frontline healthcare workers are a top priority as they are outside the corrections system. But other workers have gotten the shots whenever extra vaccine is available. That includes guards who escort prisoners to hospitals and those who transport other inmates. In-N-Out Burger is trying to do a better job of keeping its sick employees home, temperature screenings, and cleaning frequently. The stores opened in Colorado Springs and Aurora to long lines last month and now the site of Colorado's biggest restaurant outbreaks of coronavirus. Nearly 100 In-N-Out workers have tested positive. The two stores remain open. 58 in Denver, 54 in Colorado Springs, 35 for Grand Junction. This is CPR News.